San Francisco police identify suspect in attack on Paul Pelosi. By Amy Furr on October 28, 2022. Chief Bill Scott of the San Francisco Police Department on Friday identified the suspect in the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA husband as 42-year-old David Pop. At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding a priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mrs. Pelosi's husband, Paul, Scott said during a press conference. Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. Scott continued. The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePop. Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePop were transported to a local hospital for treatment. This is an active investigation currently being led by the San Francisco Police Department's Special Investigations Division. We are working closely with our partners from the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Capitol Police, and our district attorney here in San Francisco County, DA Brooke Jenkins, and her team. The motive for this attack is still being determined. Mr. DePop will be booked at the San Francisco County Jail on the following charges: attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several other additional felonies. The speaker was not at home when the incident occurred, according to Breitbart News. A spokesman for Pelosi, Drew Hamill, relayed the news in a statement from the speaker's office. Mr. Pelosi was taken to the hospital, where he is receiving excellent medical care and is expected to make a full recovery. The speaker was not in San Francisco at the time. The speaker and her family are grateful to the first responders and medical professionals involved, and request privacy at this time, the statement read. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reported Paul Pelosi was severely beaten and suffered blunt force injuries to his head and body. Per the outlet's sources, the assailant specifically targeted their residence.